Wake ourselves up to flex mental muscle power over this.
Hi, I'm Staffan Lincoln from Sweden. When we exercise our legs, we feel tired and the muscles burn from lactic acid. Is it the same with brain exercise? If brain fatigue is due to low blood sugar, is there a case to be made for homework candy?
So that feeling of fogginess that comes with brain fatigue, you've probably experienced it at some point. Scientists haven't yet figured out the exact biochemical pathway leading to it, but it seems to be linked to, perhaps unsurprisingly, how much you use your brain and how much fuel it has available. Here's Dr. Catherine Hall, brain energy expert from University College London, explaining what happens when muscles in your body get tired from too much exercise.
When we've been exercising, lactic acid does build up in our muscle, but actually it probably doesn't cause the pain and muscle fatigue we feel after exercising. Instead, that is caused by a shortage of fuel and the build-up of lots of different molecules that are byproducts of muscle activation. Lactic acid may be one of these molecules, or it may actually reduce muscle tiredness. In our brains, lactic acid also builds up when nerve cells are active, but nerve cells can use lactic acid as a fuel. So while it might be a sign of an active brain, if anything, it should stop our brains from being tired.
Aha, so activating our brains actually provides a short burst of lactic acid, which is an actual fuel for our brain. So that shouldn't cause fogginess or brain fatigue. But surely this fuel burst will wear out at some point.
We do get tired though, and it turns out a good dose of glucose does boost brain performance. And handily, eating some glucose is particularly good at boosting our ability to do tasks that use verbal memory, so it'll especially help you to do your French homework. You have to be careful though, as too much glucose will stop your brain working so well. By eating 38 M&Ms before starting your homework, you should get a brain boost that'll last you an hour or so. Watch out though, your brain isn't actually burning all that extra energy, so French homework won't stop you getting fat.
Thank you, Catherine, who also adds that she doesn't want to be responsible for everybody reaching for the candy and a worldwide surge in type 2 diabetes with this answer. She does suggest that healthier slow-release glucose treats, like maybe a banana, could also boost brain power. Or you could just take a break to refocus your mind, and that would probably do just as well. Well, moving on to this question that Nathan French wrote in with.
Why do people sneeze differently? Is there any reason I can't change my sneeze to a quiet one? Are there any connections between personality and your type of sneeze?
So, sneeze sound and volume, is it linked to personality type? What do you think?
And if you can help Hannah with the answer to that one, then drop us a line. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also tweet @nakedscientist, or you can find us on our Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Many thanks to our contributors for this week, Chris Dobson, Jodie Mason and Richard Wade Martins. Thanks to Hannah Critchlow for joining me and to Kate Lamble for production. Do join us next week when we'll be rattling our cachirolas. That's Brazil's answer to the Vuvuzela to celebrate the science behind the World Cup. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and the SDFC. My name is Chris Smith. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, goodbye. We'll be right back.